Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. A 16-year-old Mackay boy has faced the Supreme Court in relation to a stabbing attack that happened at Blacks Beach in 2021. Originally, the boy was charged with acts intended to cause grievous bodily harm after stabbing a 24-year-old woman multiple times with a knife. Initial investigation suggests he approached Mackay hairdresser Caitlin Jones, who was not known to him, while she was sunbathing alone. The charges were upgraded yesterday to attempted murder. Matters were adjourned until January 31. In other news, a Queensland academic wants fresh fruit and vegetables subsidised for school students, as well as banning fast food restaurants from being built within walking distances of schools. It comes as a similar proposal is being put forward in WA, which would reduce operating hours of unhealthy eateries near schools. University of Southern Queensland's Dr. Althea Ward is also concerned about Coca-Cola's ongoing sponsorship of the Olympics.
We need to look at our advertising and that can be from, there's been local governments in other states that actually ban all advertising of unhealthy foods on any council property. We need to look at things like subsidising fresh fruit and vegetables.
Mackay Regional Council are reminding residents that it's turtle nesting season. Several turtle nests have already had to be relocated due to people driving four-wheel drives and motorbikes on beaches. Council are asking residents to avoid driving on the region's beaches from October to April. Taking a look at local sport, it's official. Mackay is home to one of the best BMX riders in the country. Dylan Seacher finished in 8th place in the 11-year-old boys category at the National Championships in Launceston, going head-to-head with more than 40 other riders. 9 other young guns from Mackay made the trip down south for the competition.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.